Haven, can I have a moment?
Jesus Christ, you've got to be kidding me. What are you even doing here? Are you with the Oakland PD?
I got a courtesy call.
Well, do me the courtesy and get the fuck out of my face.
I need to ask you some things.
I already gave my statement, you goddamn vulture. You want the highlights? After you did fuck all to reach out to my friend when he was in crisis, I came to look for him. I found him, and he blew his brains out in front of me.
What did he say to you?
You had every chance to help me, and you did nothing.
Someone stopped by his apartment earlier. He wasn't home at the time, or he wasn't answering.
Someone just knocked on the door, and when he didn't answer, they just went away? That about sum it up?
They believed the apartment was empty when they stopped by. There's only so much an officer can do on a welfare check. We can't enter a home without permission.
And yet you had me believe that everything was under control. You detained me when I could have helped my friend.
Haven, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you reached your friend and it didn't help. He's dead just the same.
Get the fuck away from me.
Haven, if you don't talk to me now, I'll have to bring you back to the station.
Seriously? You can't just let me be?
I'll make this easy. Just tell me what he told you.
God damn you. He said he had the gun on the train 2 years ago. He was the first person to shoot. That the whole thing wouldn't have happened if he didn't draw first.
He felt guilty that he caused the shooting on March 25th?
Yes.
What did he tell you about the new murders?
He didn't say anything.
Did he give you the impression that he had anything to do with them?
He didn't talk about them.
Haven, do you think Diego Quezada might have killed those men?
When your partner, or whatever he is, first talked to me, he basically asked me how well I knew my friends. If there's one thing this has taught me, it's that you can never know someone as well as you think. Now, seriously, get fucked.